It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, everybody. It's Adam. I'm here on this day's history to talk about celebrity birthdays. I know it's a rare treat. I often talk about celebrity birthdays here. In fact, that's almost the only thing I talk about here. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays, but let's pit them against October 6th. How does that sound? Does that sound fun? I think it sounds fun. Anyway, October 6th is the Rolling In Loser. We know them oh so well. Jeremy Sisto is in there at number 3. Number 2, Amy Jo Johnson, aka Pink Ranger. And number 1 is Elizabeth Shue. And today we have October 12th birthdays, and boy, I could go through them just as quickly, because if I wanted to list honorable mentions, I would have a very hard time finding any. There's really only 3 famous people at a certain level born on October 12th. So I'm going to bust right through them. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Number 3, Kirk Cameron. Now, Kirk Cameron is... Boy, he's something these days. He is very, very centered in his faith, I suppose. And that's probably the most relevant thing about him these days. Best known, I suppose, in Growing Pains as Mike Seaver. And that was a great show back in the day. I really appreciated Growing Pains. And to this day, I'm still slightly bothered by the fact that I never saw the last episode of Growing Pains. It was one of those things that happened. I was in my formative years. I was 12 years old when Growing Pains season finale aired, and I remember I used to watch. This was obviously way before DVRs and almost before you really had reliable VCRs in homes. We had a VCR, but you didn't really use it all that often because nobody could figure out how to program the thing. So you just basically had to be available when a TV show was on. Crazy world, right? So I remember going to the grocery store after the day after Growing Pains was on, and I was purchasing myself Crystal Pepsi from the local grocery store in town, and the girl behind the counter asked me if I saw Growing Pains the night before and asked me if I had seen the finale, and I stopped dead in my tracks because I'd missed it and I completely forgot about it. And I said, this is an unsolvable problem. I'm never going to know what happened. You know, this was a time when the internet really didn't exist. There wasn't this opportunity now that we have these days where it's like you're never going to have to worry about ever missing a piece of media in your life, right? Because as soon as it happens, there's going to be a stream of it somewhere on the internet. And so now, like, I could go back. I could watch the finale of Growing Pains at this point and, I guess, close off that loophole in my life. But boy, howdy, it's 25 years, folks. I don't know that I necessarily need that hole in my heart filled. I think I've grown accustomed to it being there. I think that it's part of me as much as anything. And I don't know if I'd be the same. I don't know if I'd be the same if I solved that. All right, so Kirk Cameron, number 3. Third most famous and influential person, born on October 12th. All right, moving on up. Moving on up. No, it's not. It's not George Jefferson, aka Sherman Hemsley. It is, in fact, very similar in many ways. Luciano Pavarotti, famed opera singer. Luciano Pavarotti, one of the 3 tenors. He's dead now. I guess I kind of didn't remember that, but he's been dead for like a decade. I cannot even pretend that I ever listened to Pavarotti's music. He was just the guy that when you wanted to think about or talk about opera, he was the guy that was the opera guy. He was, at least in my formative years, the most famous opera man was Luciano Pavarotti. He probably still is. He probably is like the prototypical opera dude. I always thought that he looked a significant amount like John Rhys-Davies, who you may know from many great roles, including the dwarf Gimmelgob on Lord of the Rings, and also he was a dude in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, he's in a lot of other things too, but Gimmel Gop and Raiders Dude, those are probably the two things he is best known for. Pretty sure he was in Sliders too with Jerry O'Connell. Anyway, none of this really has anything to do with Luciano Pavarotti, who was a opera guy. Okay, big name opera guy. So obviously pretty influential in ways that I have no real gauge as to how. The number one most famous and influential person born on October 12th is Hugh Jackman. That's right, folks. The Wolverine himself, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman has done a lot of things. I mean, obviously best known for his role as the Wolverine in a lot of X-Men films. So very many X-Men films. But also very well known for his Jean Valjean, the lead character, of course, in Les Misérables by Vincent Hugo. I don't know if you guys know this, but I speak perfect French. I took 4 years of French in high school, and obviously it has not been lost at all. You may have heard those accent aigus in there. Well, you're welcome. So he was in that. I didn't watch the Les Mis movie. I love Les Mis, the play. It's probably my favorite play. Maybe. I've got a few that I really like, but I really like that one. The music from Les Mis is incredible, unbelievable. So I didn't watch the movie though, because I'm a trash person. But also I heard not great things. But then of course I didn't do the due diligence and actually find out for myself. That would be ridiculous to like find these things out for ourselves. The Prestige was amazing. Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman and David Bowie. As David Bowie was Tesla. I mean, if you need a pitch for a movie, what more do you want? I mean, okay, so Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale as rival magicians, sure. You know, you maybe don't sell the movie purely on that. It's a good starting point. But then when you throw in, hey, guess what else? David Bowie is going to play Nikola Tesla in this movie. How do you not jump on board at that? At that point, it's like there should be no other movies. There should just be that movie. But they kept making movies. I don't know why. Think of all the movies that have come out in the last 11 years. How many of them had David Bowie playing Nikola Tesla? You know, just the one. You know, it'd be like if one of those foundations found a cure for some, you know, like very rare deadly disease. That was like their whole mission in the world was to find a cure for this disease. And they found it and they said, you know, Eureka, we found it. We found a cure for feline chlamydia. You know, and we finally done it, folks. And then they turned around and promptly just threw it down a well. So we never wrote anything down. Don't know how we did it. All right. Good job, everybody. See you all next week. That's exactly what not doing any more David Bowie as Nikola Tesla films is akin to. All right. Well, I mean, I feel this is going to be a short one, right? Because, I mean, those are the only three names. Let's just do it. 3, 2, 1. Run the chalk, right? Number 3 is Jeremy Sisto versus Kirk Cameron. You know, I have a newfound appreciation for Jeremy Sisto as of late because I realized recently that he was in Suicide Kings, which is a movie I do appreciate and like, to the fact that I might almost want to move him up to 2. I can't, though, because I've already kind of locked in my decisions on that matter. So Jeremy Sisto versus Kirk Cameron. I mean, Kirk Cameron's obviously the bigger star, I feel. I don't know. Is he, though? Ooh, is he? Like, if there was a big blockbuster, like, okay, so let's see. Let's line it up this way. Okay, so let's say they're going to do the next Avengers movie. Who would you be more surprised would be in the next Avengers movie? Jeremy Sisto or Kirk Cameron? Personally, it would be Kirk Cameron. If he was in it, I would be stunned, dumbfounded. If Jeremy Sisto was in it, I'd be like, all right, fine. You know, he's got another bit part. You know, but if Kirk Cameron was in the next Avengers, I would be stunned. So, I mean, his body of work may be more robust. You know, I'm going to give the nod to Sisto. Good job, Sisto. Number 2 is Luciano Pavarotti versus Amy Jo Johnson. You know what? Is it me just being affectatious and wanting to say that I know about something that I don't? Is that the reason why I'm going to pick Luciano Pavarotti? Well, no, because if I picked Amy Jo Johnson, I would be adopting an affectation as well, because I didn't enjoy or get overly exposed to the Power Rangers either. You know, so 601, half a dozen the other. If I'm going to choose one of these two, I'm going to go with Pavarotti. You know, at least I know, that name garners some respect in the world. You know, not that Johnson doesn't, but Luciano Pavarotti. Okay. Luciano Pavarotti, on a treadmill, not going nowhere, slim chance we will, less hip to Mo Jackson, bored like wood, dick around like Frankie goes to Hollywood, relax, don't do it, when you want to go to it. Okay, so that was a Bloodhound Gang song, and I guess I apologize, but I guess I don't, because that's basically my frame of reference for Luciano Pavarotti. Anyway, number one, Elizabeth Shue versus Hugh Jackman. Hugh V. Shue. Now it sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Okay, so Hugh Jackman obviously wins. You know, I've said nice things about Elizabeth for going on like 7 days now. So I think we all know that I have a fair appreciation for Elizabeth Shue, but Hugh Jackman is obviously the bigger star here. I mean, he's Wolverine. He's also Jean Valjean, and he's also friends with David Bowie as Nikola Tesla. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. There really wasn't a lot of room here for you to succeed. So let's wrap it up with a bow. Obviously, October 12th, you're fine. October 6th, still on the chopping block. You know, hey, you know, same disappointment, different day, right? It's possible you'll make it out. It's possible you'll make it out of October alive. I don't know. I mean, okay, so certainly you'll make it out of October alive. Let's not get crazy. But I mean, you might be the rolling loser through the entirety of October. It's looking rough for you right now. It's possible there'll be another huge stinker of a day. But right now, October is availing itself pretty nicely. And when you have had an opportunity to, I guess, pounce on it, it just wasn't there. It just wasn't there for October 6th so far. Okay, and certainly not today. So let's find out tomorrow, I guess. Join me here for more This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.